The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And we're coming back into the Cranberries' dreams. I mean, sometimes I don't know whether Bill de Blasio is where his head is. He's dreaming off in the clouds.
Oh,
somewhere.
We know where it is. It's not running New York.
Dolores O'Riordan, though, lost too soon. Lost too soon. God bless. We have an unbelievable guest right now, someone who has been a tremendous figure in the history of New York, someone who I was with him about 2 years ago, and we were at an event at the Excelsior Grand on Highland Boulevard in Staten Island. And this guest is such a fan of the New York City Police Department that he made us walk outside of the Excelsior Grand to walk down to the 122nd Police Precinct in Newdorp. And the entire way walking along the street, cars were honking, cars were stopping, people were taking pictures, shouting at this man, praying for him to return as the mayor of New York City. I want to introduce former mayor of New York City, current personal attorney to President Donald J. Trump, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Good morning, Rudy. How are you?
I am really, really good. Happy day before New Year's.
Happy day before New Year's to you as well. I got to start with this. I mean, I want to play this clip for you of a Democrat here in New York City, a Jewish Democrat, Dove Hyken, talking about Mayor de Blasio and his failed response to this string of anti-Semitic attacks. Let me play the clip, Matt.
Being an elementary school, kindergarten, you blame someone else. He's the mayor of the city of New York. He is in charge. And isn't it fascinating that all of these communities that have been victimized by anti-Semitism, unprecedented anti-Semitism,
yeah,
in New York and neighboring New Jersey now, Muncie, all of these communities, they love the president. They are his greatest supporters. And by the way, most of them are Democrats. They love the president. So you have these experts like the mayor of the city of New York and the governor. You know, they're the experts that it is Washington. It is the president that is responsible. It is just not true. And it is an excuse. You're the mayor. You're responsible. Do your job, which you have not done up until now.
Now, I tend to agree with Dove Hyken, but I want to hear your take. Why do you think someone like Mayor de Blasio is out there misleading people, blaming these anti-Semitic attacks on our president, Donald J. Trump?
Because, it's hard to say it in a nice way. He's probably the worst mayor in my lifetime. He's a failure as a leader. He does exactly the opposite. Doug is completely correct. You're supposed to take responsibility as a leader. And he forgot, or maybe he never learned, one of the great lessons of the Holocaust. The two great lessons of the Holocaust are never forget and never ignore. Never ignore means you have to stand up to the first act of anti-Semitism. Do you know how much it's up this year in New York? I'm sure you do, Councilman. It's like 29%.
Yeah, I think it's even 29%. More. When you factor just anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic acts is up 29%.
Wow.
And that is extraordinary. Now, I started ComStat with Bill Bratton. If I had seen it up 2%, that's when I would have acted. Not at 10%, not at 15%, not at 20. And by the time you're at 29%, this is going to be very, very hard to turn around. That has nothing to do with Bill Clinton. He was the president when I was president. And it has nothing to do with Donald J. Trump. It has to do with you. And the minute you think it does, you become a bad mayor. And he has been a very, very ineffective mayor in so many ways. But this is one, I think, that is inexcusable.
And now this isn't...
City, where,
this isn't the first time, Mr. Mayor. If you remember back in June, there was another string of attacks in central Brooklyn, and he declared to the media that anti-Semitism is a right-wing movement, as though people with MAGA hats were suddenly occupying central Brooklyn like it's this Republican hub and attacking all these innocent Jewish victims. And this couldn't be further from the truth. Am I correct?
Well, I mean, I think Dove made the point exactly. A lot of this has been directed toward the Orthodox community. The Orthodox community probably voted 90% for Donald Trump. It's probably going to vote 95% for Donald Trump last time. They helped elect me mayor. They voted 90% for me. It would be as if Trump supporters are attacking other Trump supporters.
Right.
It'd be ridiculous. I mean, do you occasionally get some nut? Of course. But does this have to do with Donald Trump? How could the president, who's been the best president for Israel, be the cause of anti-Semitism? If you go to Israel, Donald Trump's approval numbers are about 75%.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I'll
give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I was mayor, really a rookie, must have been in March, 2 months on the job, and there was a shooting, and they shot at a group of students coming home from a lesson they had gone to, Hasidic students,
mm-hmm.
and they killed Ari Halberstam. And I told Bill Bratton that day, we're going to catch this guy within 24 hours, Bill, because this is not happening again. This is not happening in our city again. We're going to do everything. You're going to go on the air. I'm going to go on the air. We're going to put out pictures of him. We're going to ask people to turn in information about him. Now, I had been a U.S. attorney, so I knew how to investigate it. Of course, Bill was a very good police commissioner. But I acted with the first moment that there was anti-Semitism. And boy, anytime there was even a suggestion of it, I was on top of it. I was there with the community when there were anti-Semitic statements made, anti-Semitic actions made. I'd work with the Jewish groups. They all know me. I haven't seen him do that. We've gone up 29% and don't know about it.
Mr. Mayor, I saw your exchange with him on Twitter, and I found something quite ironic. You had started off by suggesting a return to some broken windows police and basically enforcing the law, basically having aggressive police patrol Brooklyn neighborhoods where Orthodox Jews reside in bigger numbers. He criticized you and said you were out of touch, and yet the very same day, he actually, and finally, after a year of rises, ordered more police to neighborhoods where Orthodox Jews happen to live. Isn't it insane?
It's too bad we have to talk about him, you know?
Yeah.
He's such a useless force in politics. I mean, how stupid is that? The broken windows theory is outdated. Here's the broken windows theory. Broken windows theory comes from never ignore. It's pay attention to the little things because they build up into big things. The little things were how the Jews were being treated in Germany in the 20s. That built up to the way the Jews were being treated in Germany in the 40s. The little things were the things that happened in New York City in the 1970s that led to three decades of murders, over 1,800 a year. They're now down to 300. Oh, by the way, that was all under Democrat mayors that those murders took place. Well, except for John Lindsay, but actually two of his years was a Democrat. Republican mayor comes in. A Republican mayor does broken windows. He does Comstat. And we do a number of programs that are designed to help the community. And by the way, I get a tremendous reception now in minority communities where there was an awful lot done to try to get people to hate me. Well, it's kind of passed away. I get people that come up and say, thank you so much for reducing crime. You made Harlem a lot better. The people who represented Harlem just stole money from us. You took care of us. The reality is you've got to deal with these things early and often. And to me, anti-Semitism is something I learned when I was a child in the neighborhood I grew up in. I went to Israel in the mid-80s, took on two cases involving former Nazis that ran concentration camps. One killed 20,000 people, the other 12,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
These things live with you, and it's either in you or it isn't. And this man doesn't seem to, well, I don't even know. I just think he's lazy.
Well, let me ask you something, both as the former mayor and as a former prosecutor. We saw the front page of today's Post has this particular woman who was arrested for assaulting three Jewish women. Our police officers did their job. They made the arrest. They solved the crime. They threw her in jail. She was out, and the very next day she was out there assaulting Jewish people again. I mean,
if we're talking about somebody that's out of touch,
mm-hmm.
That we used to call that in the 80s turnstile justice,
right?
And we did away with it. Ed Koch did away with it, pal. Somebody mm-hmm. should tell him, a Democratic mayor, because Ed Koch realized how ridiculous is it that you arrest somebody for drug dealing and they're back out on the street in 6 hours. Every kid in the neighborhood becomes a drug dealer because they realize, wow, I can make a lot of money.
There's no consequence.
Nothing happens. I spent 6 hours downtown. This is ridiculous to do that. You have to pay consequences for crime. And if it's a small crime, like, let's say, small drug dealing, if they pay consequences early, they don't do big drug dealing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a burglary and they're 14 or 15, they get caught and they pay consequences. Then a good many of them are deterred from doing it. Beyond them, so are the kids in the neighborhood. The kids see the big shot drug dealer. He's running the neighborhood. He gets arrested. He shows up in 6 hours. They figure he paid off the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And they all start to follow him. Like, this man doesn't read history. He doesn't read history.
Were you surprised at all in how poorly he did in the presidential race, you know, where he didn't even register as a blip? Look, you can criticize Mayor Bloomberg for a number of things, but at least there were some people who recognized some competence. Were you surprised?
I don't criticize Mayor Bloomberg. I never did. He was mayor for 12 years.
Sure. And that's what I mean. People could agree with him or disagree with him.
I have philosophical differences with him,
mm-hmm.
But in general, as a mayor, not in general, completely as a mayor, he was a very good mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated the fact that I was followed by a mayor who took his job seriously.
Right.
And I felt so good. People used to ask me, do you miss being mayor, maybe 4 or 5 years out? And I'd say, no, I don't. I think I would miss it. If somebody were not doing a good job, if Mike's doing a good
right.
job.
And that's my point. Well, Mayor Bloomberg did.
Man, I don't want to overstate it. This man has broken my heart.
Were you surprised, though, how bad he did in the polls?
He's ruined things that I worked 24 hours a day, and my staff worked 24 hours a day, for tremendous battles. Got accused of horrible things to turn welfare around. All I did was get people jobs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of them. But I'd be accused of being bigoted and all sorts of other things. I saved more lives in the African-American community than any mayor in history with what I did with crime. We went down from...
It's measurable. It's measurable.
2,000 murders to 500 murders, mm-hmm. now to 300 murders. And 70% of the victims were African-American. And I specifically put more police in those neighborhoods to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I did programs to revitalize those neighborhoods to save those lives. To watch that turn around, and I think I got anti-Semitism down to something where it never doesn't happen. But I certainly didn't get a 29% increase
right.
in it, and then wake up, you know, from my sleep and say, "Ooh, it's Donald Trump's fault, or it's Bill Clinton's fault."
Right. Last question.
You've got to take responsibility. This is your city. You're responsible for it. The minute you hear a mayor blaming on something else. Blame it on the mayor.
I want to ask you one more question of whether something surprises you. There was a report out yesterday that 180,000 New Yorkers left this year. And throughout the decade, we have led the 50 states in people who are fleeing our state for better states around the country. Do you think, as the Democrats point out, that this is Trump's fault because of salt tax? Or do you think this is more fundamental? Right.
Trump's fault. That's what I inherited when I became mm-hmm. when I became mayor of New York City. Our population had shrunk by, I don't know, 700,000-800,000. People were leaving in droves. We hadn't gotten a new Fortune 500 company in 30 years, and we had a 10.5% unemployment rate, and I got it down to 5%. I got new companies back, and New York City became the best place to have a business in the country within 3 years, and I did it by lowering taxes. lowering them to sensible amounts that don't drive businesses and people out. That is what's killing New York.
Well, Mr.
What's
Mayor,
killing New York are the ridiculous tax rates that both the governor and the mayor impose. At least the governor opposes some of them.
Right.
The mayor has increased taxes so much. Imagine being able to save 12, 13, 14, 15% on your income and keep it for your family.
Oh, I would love that. My friends would love that. I just want to thank you for taking the time, and I want to speak on behalf of Staten Island. I'm trying to revitalize the secession movement because of how bad things are, but I want to point you out for actually taking the initiative and including Staten Island in government when you were mayor, and taking the political risk of closing our landfill and doing what was right by the people of Staten Island. If I never get a chance to say you that publicly, I want to make sure I take this opportunity to say that to you now.
Well, it's really important with the new year coming on that we realize that we got to come together as New Yorkers. And this next election for mayor is going to be critical. And it shouldn't be Republican or Democrat. It should be, let's pick somebody who can really do the job. I was a Republican. Mike, I think you'd really say, was an independent. I think we did a pretty good job. And all these cities with Democratic mayors, in many, many cases, the one constant in these cities that have fallen apart, high crime, high murder, Democrat mayors. Look what happens when you get a reformer, an independent, a Republican. Almost always you get reform.
Good things. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Mayor, and good luck defending our president. He needs the help, and we wish you luck.
Right now, president. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take